Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County selected for suicide prevention pilot program. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. This summer, Campbell County will launch a suicide prevention pilot project through the governor's office. The Gillette News Record reported Ashley McRae, the county's suicide prevention specialist, will collaborate with a suicidologist to evaluate local risk factors and prevention strategies, aiming to develop solutions tailored specifically to Campbell County. If successful, this model could be adapted for other communities. Notably, Campbell County has seen a decrease in suicides this year, with 4 cases compared to 11 last year, partly due to increased outreach for help. The county, unique in having a loss team that assists families and conducts psychological autopsies, was chosen for its high suicide rate and existing initiatives. McRae says suicide prevention has changed over the years due to more extensive research, the evolving nature of suicide prevention, emphasizing self-awareness of warning signs and seeking help. She is optimistic about the project's potential to introduce new perspectives and save lives. McRae said, "It'll be good to have a fresh set of eyes and some fresh ideas. I'm down to do whatever we can to help save lives." Governor Gordon announces Wyoming filing new lawsuit against EPA rule. Governor Mark Gordon announced that Wyoming has joined a coalition of states, including West Virginia and Georgia, in filing a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency's new steam electric power generating effluent guidelines. According to the Wyoming News Exchange, the states argue that the rule mandates costly technologies that aim to force the early retirement of coal power plants rather than protect health and the environment. A news release from Governor Gordon's office said, "EPA's rule mandates costly, infeasible technologies that are designed to force the early retirement of traditional electric power plants rather than any genuine scientific interest in protecting human health and the environment." Gordon asserts that the rule exceeds EPA's authority and burdens consumers with increased energy costs. The lawsuit is funded by a state bill from 2021 that created a litigation fund for coal-fired facility closures. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.